it's certainly very, very interesting to look forward to. Hopefully get the chance to get over to the Junior ERC. Obviously working with the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy. It's kind of their idea to guide me on the correct programme and the correct path to learn as much as I can at a young age in my rallying career. And it's gonna be real interesting for sure.
Now, of course, you are a member of the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy, and the car that you're set to use in the Junior European Rally Championship, tell us a little bit about it. It's going to be a Peugeot 208 Rally 4?
Yeah, it's last year I was in a Ford Fiesta Rally 4, and we decided to sell it, and I got my hands on a brand new Peugeot 208 Rally 4, so... Yeah, it's a 2024 car, brand new out of the box. So I'm really looking forward to getting going at this year. So it's going to be a real good car, and I can't wait to start learning the car. And it's going to be good for sure.
So tell us about your career to date. Back in 2019, you had that Junior 1000 Forest Rally Championship win, and I suppose that was a major stepping stone to further things.
Yeah, for sure. I won the Forest Championship in 2019, and before that I actually started competing when I was very young. I was about 12 years old, so believe it or not, I'm rallying about 8 years now. It feels like a long time because I'm only 20, but I started in the Rally Sport Association in Nuts Corner in Ballykelly and Ahiduri back when I was much younger, and at the Corsa, and then progressed to J1000s, and it was a Toyota Aygo I used, and I was quite successful in that for a couple of years, and then moved up to a Classic Team Honda Civic in 2021, and only did two events in that, and I finished first and second on the two events, and we decided it was time to go for a factory bulk car, and we moved to a Ford Fiesta R2T car for the 2022 season, and it kind of took off from there. We won the Motorsport Ireland Junior Rally Series in 2022 and the Junior Academy Trophy Cup in 2022, and then at the end of 2022 we sold that car and we upgraded to the Rally 4 Fiesta, and we did the full Junior British Rally Championship. We came runner-up there at the end of the year, very close on winning it, but unfortunately we had to settle for second. But very happy on my first year doing it, to finish second. And now it's moving up and getting a little bit more interesting. And it's the next big step in my career, so to go to Europe now, and hopefully we can get some more sponsors on board to help us get the budget finalised, and hopefully do the full season.
Yeah, indeed, because budget will be a big part of things. So it's a six-round campaign. So where are the actual events taking place?
Yeah, it's a six-round campaign, which is a lot, because in Europe, it's kind of everywhere. It starts in Hungary in April, so it's really, really interesting because all around the country, and Spain and Hungary, and a few other really interesting places, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, now you work as a motorsport mechanic, which is perhaps no surprise given your interest in things, so how are you jostling all this together, because you're going to be certainly a very busy man in the next year?
Yeah, that's it. I am an apprentice motorsport mechanic, and I'm working at it for a good few years now, which is actually very interesting for me because I learn a lot. Obviously, getting to work on motorsport cars and rally cars, it really benefits me to get into depth on how cars work and how to set them up. So it's really interesting, and even when my own car breaks down at a stage, at least I know how to fix it, and it's nice to have that knowledge in the back of my head, and it's really good to have.
Yeah. Now you're based in Carndonagh. Where did your interest in motorsport first begin?
My father, Kieran McBride, he was a big part of it because at a young age, obviously he did it, and then it was just in the family, and then my cousins was also doing it, and my father used to go around following my cousins, so yeah, I was kind of brought up around the sport.
Yeah. Now, what about the co-driver for the Junior European Rally Championship? Everything settled on that front?
Yeah, well, we have a few things to tidy up. Working with the academy, we tried to, they helped me obviously select a co-driver and to see who's the best to take with good experience in Europe, and it's really important to have a good co-driver with you at this level, because it's getting to a high level, and it's good to have a good lad by my side.
Yeah. So ultimately, the year ahead, you know, it's a giant leap, and all systems go.
Yeah, it's crazy. So hopefully it all falls into place, and we can make it happen. It's gonna be interesting with a new car, new season, new year, and I have a lot to learn. And yeah, if it all falls into place and goes ahead, I'll be really, really looking forward to it. It's great to work with the academy and have a real strong team around me to help and guide me along the way.
Well, we wish you every success, and hope you have a great year, Kyle.
Cheers. Thank you very much.